T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He can go out and throw 3 interceptions, but he's resilient. They're resilient. And whenever you start to rule the Steelers out, whenever you think that they're finally out of it or they're buried, they come back and they show you that. I've seen it over and over again where you think, okay, that now it's a down year. Now Ben's really reached a point where he's not going to be able to come back. But his resilience, it rolls off his back, and he goes out the next drive, and he plays that drive like every other drive didn't exist. And that is a tremendous trait for anybody to have. But for your quarterback to have, it's fantastic. And everybody else around him knows.
Former Patriots whistleblower Eric Mangini on Fox Sports talking about resilient Ben Roethlisberger having a shooter's mentality. You missed your last shot, so what? Keep letting him fly. Keep going. Block out the last one. Ignore the last interception. And go make a play. I mean, the Steelers are down 16-0. Ben's thrown 3 picks, and he gets the ball back and just chucks it all the way downfield. A 50-yard bomb probably traveled half the field in the air, and then AB took care of the rest, and that's what got the Steelers started. And then the throws he made. Vance McDonald, that touchdown was an awesome throw. There was a linebacker right there. He had to put it in the right spot. Back shoulder fade to Juju Smith-Schuster on the final game-winning drive. And I was extremely critical of the way Ben was playing while the game was going on at the half, halfway through the third quarter. You know, I felt like the Jaguars were his arch nemesis. This is the team that just has his number. He can't crack the code. He can't solve this riddle against them. They're in his head. Ramsey's in his head. Then AB isn't getting the ball enough, so that gets in Ben's head. It's a road game. You just add it all up. It's a conglomeration of factors that usually conspire against Ben. He blocked it out, and he made plays to win the game, and it was just so funny to me. Look, we all get things wrong. Lord knows I get a lot of things wrong. When you're in the business of talking about sports, where the results, at least we don't think they're fixed, when you don't know what's going to happen, people get things wrong all the time. Teams, people that make way more money than me, believe it or not. GMs, coaches, make stupid calls and make the wrong decision all the time. They draft the wrong guy. They sign the wrong guy. They play the wrong guy. They make the wrong call. I was stupefied. I was shocked by not only how many people, but the type of people who were calling for Ben to get benched yesterday. I got to be honest, that never crossed my mind. I know that we're in the middle of hockey season, and you definitely have that mindset with goaltenders. One guy stinks, play the other guy, ride the hot hand, pull Murray, play DeSmith, play Fleury, bench Murray, play Murray, bench Fleury. I mean, we went through that a million times, and we haven't been able to play the quarterback game in a long time because Ben has been here for a decade and a half. But what were the people who called for Ben to get benched yesterday, what kind of drugs were they on? Was I confident that Ben was going to lead a dramatic comeback? No. Did I think this was going to be another one of these games where the Steelers shot themselves in the foot and lost to an inferior team in a game that everybody picked them to win? Yes. But did I at any point think the answer was the understudy, Josh Dobbs? Hell no. You know, it's one thing for delusional fans to think that way. It shocked me that people that follow this team said that yesterday. So Ben throws his third interception. It's the one where Ramsey makes. Both plays were super athletic and impressive. But the second one I thought was even more spectacular than the first, where he like goes over Antonio Brown, the best wide receiver in football, and snatches the ball away in the end zone, makes a juggling, acrobatic, hanging in the air play. Takes points off the board for the Steelers. It's a rare red zone trip where they come away with nothing. And Ray Fittipaldo, who I think does a really good job of covering the Steelers, said on Twitter right after that pick, quote, "Never should have put the ball in Roethlisberger's hands. You have to keep handing off and getting points there. And yes, they should put Dobbs in." Now, I don't know about you. Maybe you don't follow Ray. When I read that, I thought someone had hijacked his Twitter account. Craig, did you see that? I thought his son or daughter had taken control of his account there when I read that.
I didn't see that tweet from him.
You are a reactionary fan. You are knee-jerk reaction. You are living the moment. I'm an emotional fanatic. At any point did you say put Dobbs in?
You're asking me?
Yes.
I did.
Oh, my. When?
I think it was like middle of the third quarter, but it wasn't like put Dobbs in and it's his game. It was put Dobbs in, let Ben sit a series, look at the tape, take a breath, and then you're going back
in. Take a breath?
Yep. I think Ben gets too caught up in those games. So it'd be like, hey, just sit down for a minute, get yourself together, and we're getting back out
I've never seen that before. I've never seen the rotate a quarterback out for a series to chill and catch your breath and then go back in.
I thought him, Coach Randy, sit down and say, this is what we need to do to get back on
track
the rest of
this game. But isn't
that
what you do when the defense is on the field?
Well, the defense was only on the field for how many plays there for a while. He didn't get a chance to. That's what I'm saying. Put Dobbs in for one series. I'm not saying it was a great idea. I'm saying it was the idea I had in the moment.
Bench the quarterback, the guy that passed John Elway for fourth quarter comebacks, for game-winning drives. Bench him for a guy that's made one play this year.
Maybe he had a little magic left in him for one more time.
Did you think after... Why didn't you tweet that? Now I'm curious. Why didn't you come out and just let the whole entire world inside your brain?
I'm not one to hide from these outrageous opinions. I easily could have told you no. I thought leave Ben in. Great move.
But why didn't you present this outrageous opinion as it was happening?
Juggling kids during the game yesterday. Okay. I didn't tweet at all during the game.
The kids' excuse.
I would have tweeted it, though.
Fittipaldo, after the third pick, put Dobbs in. John Butchagross, Pittsburgh native on ESPN, from ESPN at halftime, "I'd start Josh Dobbs in the second half for the first series." Were these people insane? Insane. Could you imagine if Mike Tomlin had done that? They would have lost. There's no way Dobbs gives them a spark. And then if he does, then what? He leads them on a scoring drop and Ben just like saunters right back into the game? Dobbs leads them on a scoring drive. Then what, Craig? Like, hey, kid, hey, Rook. Thanks for the first productive series of the game. Now take a seat and watch the old cowboy do it.
I hit him with everything you said. I'm going back to the guy who passed John Elway for fourth quarter comebacks and all that.
He did. He had a lot left in him. That was insane to me. It's one thing for people like Craig to have that opinion. It's another when I don't know, like, Fittipaldo doesn't strike me as a guy that's just looking for a reaction, where he's just throwing stuff out there to see what people think. Like, Brady was really bad against the Titans a week ago. Did any of their media during that game say, you know what this game calls for? Let's put Hoyer in for a series and see if he can really give this team a shot in the arm. Brady's been rendered ineffective. He looks gun-shy. He's nervous in the pocket. This game calls for a dose of Brian Hoyer. I give Craig credit because he's probably the only person who is willing now in retrospect to put his name on that. But it was amazing to me how many people during that game said, bench Ben for Dobbs. And if that happens, the Steelers lose. And like, you've got a angry 36-year-old quarterback who didn't like the team drafting Mason Rudolph. How do you think he would feel about the second quarterback coming in and trying to win the game? Mm-hmm. For 44 minutes, it was. I want you to give Ben a grade. Let's do that next. Maybe some of you are willing to admit that you thought Dobbs should have come into the game. Maybe some of you want to comment on that opinion. The Dobbs believers. What kind of grade would you give Ben? Give me analyze his performance yesterday. Was he great? Was he good? Was he just okay? How much you put into the first three quarters? How much you put into the last one? What does it say about him as a quarterback?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.